too.
Put your earring back in, is it? My G, blinging out.
Man's moved out of the house. Man's moved out of the house. Pop the earring back in.
Yeah, I say, you can put the earrings on. Inside the house.
Wait, is it both or just one?
No, it's just the one. God, it looks like... Do you not? You don't have yours in, no?
No.
When
no,
did you get an earring?
He's had
when
one.
Did I get?
When
I was like, Ken had one. I was like 12 or something.
Yeah. What?
12, 13.
Because I know you already had it before you came to tech.
Yeah. I had it going into first year.
You had an earring at 12?
Yeah, I know, right?
Second year,
like,
had
what? There was so, like,
how did you turn out normal?
Back then, there was like, you know those 5% of niggas who were allowed earrings, and then you always questioned yourself, like you always questioned why your mom wouldn't let you get it.
But why was Kenny allowed it?
Alright, so
you wouldn't fit in that 5% ever.
It was like 2008, and it was the year of my birth, my mom's like 40th or something.
Yeah,
and my uncle earlier that year got an earring. I think both my uncles got an earring. I was like, and then with my mom's birthday coming up, she was doing a big bash. I was like, yeah, mom, can I?
How do your uncles?
They were matching.
They were like, what?
Who do you know gets earrings at like in their mid 30s or 40s?
I don't know any 30 something year olds that I know close that I'm close to that would come and tell me they did it.
No, but if
I'm pretty sure they're
still wearing it at 30 or getting
it done. Gets the EMPS at 30, 40. You said they did it.
Yeah, they were like, they got tattoo and they got an earring. And it was like,
hella midlife. That's midlife crisis.
Not at all. Not even at all.
Because I would
tell you.
Honestly,
I would tell you if it was. It's not.
How do you know if they weren't going through midlife crisis?
How do you know they were going through midlife?
Did they decide to do it together?
No, they were just calm.
Don't even let this guy chat because he does not know your uncles. He's just heard about them for the first time today.
And the first thing I know is that when they were 38, between 38 and 40, they decided to get tattoos and earrings. And then your mom said, that is what I want my son to do as well at the age of 12.
No, mom, I just asked my mom.
Your mom said, go get it out of your system now so you don't do that.
Exactly.
Because
who gets it done then? You either get it done early when you're like a teen,
and
you don't do it ever again unless.
Look, my uncles are wavy. They just do whatever. To be honest, my mom's the same. She just do whatever.
That's crazy. And then
I just asked. It was coming up to her 30th her birthday.
And who did it for you?
I went into town.
What?
Yeah, my uncle took me into town and did it.
Wait, the uncle with the earring? Yeah, did he have his in when he took you? was he talking?
Kenny's literally projecting the fact that, Femi,
was he talking?
He wasn't allowed to do it.
Yeah, but also,
and he's looking to pick on
first
you.
And foremost,
and he's looking for any reason to fucking to give out to you about this. So let's just move on because I don't know.
But I just don't. I don't know why you would have got it at 12 because you don't seem like your mom. No one. Your uncle. No one should. At 12, though, you weren't allowed to get your ears pierced at 12. You weren't. I wasn't. Why were you?
When
he got his ear pierced, he wasn't allowed to do it as well.
But he wasn't 12, and he didn't have two uncles who were just doing it for bants, and your mom just saying, "Yeah, let's do it." Like.
What's that's not how like shit works.
I don't understand.
Would your mom let you go tats at 12?
But that's completely different.
But the uncle's got tats and earrings at the same time.
That's completely different.
Alright, okay, alright, no, okay,
you're moving, bless. Man.
Alright, no, it's blessed,
Yeah, it was a man stress.
You definitely wanted to get.
He wanted to get.
I didn't really. I don't like needles, so I don't really. I didn't. But
bitch, nigga.
I just don't see don't why like you were your
big man. Bro, none of his mates in male had their ears pierced. That's why.
No one had ears pierced in male, man.
That's the reason.
I know a couple man did.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, serious.
But all right, come. Okay.
Yeah, man.
One day, look, when I get to like 35, I'll just pop it back out.
Yeah, and then get it done at 40 again. Or get your nipples pierced or something.
That one's a mad one. I can't do that one.
What?
I don't. My nipples aren't even that big for that.
That was too much information. No one asked you.
More free. You're free and you're still there in your room. And you've been doing it for the past 2 months. What do you mean?
In the comfort of your
what
house.
Do you mean? What kind of excuse is that? Can you just tell us?
To drop that information. Honestly,
I'm sorry. Look, to the listeners, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to listen to you had to hear
that. Shit for your girl,
let's
man.
Let's just do intro, man.
Were you going to say something?
I'm still trying to reiterate why you came up with that. Why you came out with that? Honestly, welcome back to the Pints of Malt podcast. In the studio, in the actual studio, you've got myself, Jibs. We've got Kenny.
Yo yo yo.
We've got Charlie.
Yo.
And we've got Femi.
Yo yo.
What happened yesterday?
Off.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, fuck off, man. Fuck off. Also, I don't want to hear anything. Let's just move on. Let's talk about
yesterday.
Our topics, man.
You showed up here
yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just out you don't want to run jokes, but you know how stressed someone has to be to fully leave their house in the rain, get a Dublin bike in the cold.
You gotta
pull open that big ass what's that door called? That metal railing. Pull it up and still didn't clock that I'm not supposed to be here.
You did the whole thing.
Fam, I came upstairs. I got the keys out of the lock. I sent picture to Paddy saying, look, the keys aren't working. I was stressed. 15 minutes.
That's what I was saw.
Trying to open that nothing. Door.
Bro, I saw the notification because I didn't see the notification for
and you lot of pricks because you both saw me say I'm heading to the studio now.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you did. You said you did.
I just saw the WhatsApp one, yeah? And I saw that you and Paddy were sending each other a picture of keys or something.
Yeah, and you lot didn't think.
Wait, I was thinking,
Femi, why are you there?
It was at that point I was reading that. I was like,
and then you just ignored it. You prick.
I was like, maybe you're meeting Paddy for something. I don't know
why.
Or maybe you're just going there yourself, innit?
Yeah, you said I was going to check if everything's okay. Yeah, or something. What the fuck? When have I ever done that?
Prepare the studio for tomorrow.
You prick. You fully saw me say, I'm heading to the studio. And you went, oh, he must be going to go and prep, to go and wipe the surfaces. Or what the fuck was I going to go do? You should have then. I was still in my house. Femi, today is Monday. Don't fucking head in the rain.
Bro.
Pull up a bike and cycle to the fucking studio.
It's my fault.
Yeah, of course it's your fault. And it's your fault because... No, it's his fault because first and foremost, he said... No. First and foremost, I'm like stressed out studying for my exam. I'm doing work. This guy goes, are we doing studio? Are we doing studio? And I'm like, immediately I'm thinking, okay, pods today. All right, yeah, I'm like, bless, let's do. And then he goes, he goes, what time? Why are you asking what time we heading to do on a fucking Monday?
Kenny's a planner.
Tell me, when did
Kenny,
you, did he do that last Kenny, week? Did you
he
do the week before?
Every week
he does not
what
do,
time are we,
yeah, on
what
a time Tuesday.
He does it whenever he pleases. Kenny can decide to do that on a Sunday.
He does it on a Tuesday.
Bro, how are you a grown man? Are you trying to blame Kenny for forgetting the day?
Don't.
And man.
Fam, it's his fault. And he knows fully well it's his fault. And he did it on purpose as well because he saw me say I was going to the studio.
I just hope you weren't working on Sunday.
Of course I wasn't working on
because
Sunday.
Maybe you got... You maybe,
I'm tired,
I don't know how much you mixed up
stressed,
the day.
I've been stressed, man.
Hella stressed, man. You went gym where Dwight thought it was...
Oh, yeah.
We thought it was a Friday. But it was Thursday. And then Jim made him go along with...
made him go home for the weekend.
I wish we recorded that because that was an epic metal time. Oh, sorry, bro.
It's all right, man. What did you go home to do, though? After?
It's okay, though. You had a nice stretch, no?
Yeah, man. Get
nice
your exercise in. Get your 15 minutes, like,
get your
the T-Shock says,
in, you
innit?
Know, yeah.
Are we done?
Activity.
No, we're not.
Sweat coin.
Are we doing this?
No, all right.
Yo, how are you guys doing, man? How's it going?
Good. 6 month lockdown,
bro. But fuck tier four. Man can't go home for Christmas.
I can't either.
We can't go home for Christmas.
They're not letting anyone.
He actually forced us. He said, "You're sitting by yourself eating Charlie's for Christmas."
Yo, do you know what's mad, yeah? The way Boris and them man just came up that on day. The,
and then they went
out random. Like a thief in the night.
At like 4 p.m. and said, from midnight, look, done out here.
Man said, if you're packing your bags right now, unpack there.
And I laughed as well. I laughed. I was like, haha, good joke. And then the next day I clocked. He's talking to me. He's talking to me. And I had my bags packed and everything.
Wow.
Because then Ireland locked off flights to the UK.
Yeah.
I said,
it's
okay
only for
then.
Like 2 days though, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're talking about extending it
today,
as well.
They just announced we're going on lockdown after Christmas
Eve. Yeah, on
so.
Saturday, basically.
On Saturday?
Basically, Saturday, basically.
Because Christmas doesn't count.
Yeah, Christmas doesn't count.
Because they said 24th.
Like, all the intercounty. Yeah.
It's from the 24th.
Don't 24th, all the puffs.
I'm going anywhere.
You get to Jack by Ireland.
Just get the ferry, boys.
They're not. They're all, like, they're closing yesterday. My dad was supposed to fly out. He was supposed to fly out this morning. They cancelled it. So I had to go try book a ferry for him. They were all sold out. The only one that was available was literally the one an hour before we bought it. So I just bought that one and just skirted to the port. But everything else was sold out. Yeah.
And he was able to get on?
Yeah, luckily, yeah.
But all the tickets were like, they're scarce.
They're not letting them. Fans and them.
That's an option, though. Just try and get. They're probably all sold out now for the next few days.
Yeah, man's not. They're not even going to bother with the UK, man.
No, ferries as well. They're going to stop ferries.
They're stopping
as well.
Them. Yeah,
tracking them. Tracking everything, bro. There's going to be bare police out in the next few days.
Never track the ferry, man. They actually don't.
They don't want.
I've only ever gone on a ferry like twice or.
Every single time
I've been on,
sometimes
it feels like I didn't even need the ticket. Honestly, it's like getting on the train or something.
Sounds like an illegal immigrant, bro.
You're just on.
I said they never tracked the ferry.
You're just on.
Because when people are coming into Britain, they'll stop them at the port or coming into London. Yeah. They'll stop the ferry itself.
They're not going to do that, though. You get to the port, I stand a line, what? And there's going to be hella feds out there waiting. Hard.
Just run, man.
What is this, immigration? Nah, man. And what? Even if you come...
Just swim.
Distract them with synchronized swimming.
Ferries, man, they're too long though.
Yeah,
it's good crack when you're with people.
Good for
but the ferry journey is calm. It's the fucking long ass drive from Holyhead to London.
You go London as well.
Yeah, but long.
Money's not that bad. Stop and get another bus, innit?
Yeah,
no, you drive, but it's 5 hour drive. No, that's
it's
the train. The train's about 3 hours.
I remember taking it. It's disgusting, bro.
Yeah, for money's not that bad.
To go to Manny's, it's
not as bad
because it's near Liverpool, isn't it?
Holyhead.
It's still about a couple. It's still long.
Oh wait, is there another one? There's Holyhead and then there's another one, isn't it? And like that you have because we passed through Wales, fam.
No, you're because Holyhead is in Wales.
Liverpool as well. No, there's one higher up.
There's one that goes to Liverpool and Holyhead.
Yeah, and there's one in Holyhead. The Holyhead one is where you have to pass through fucking Wales.
Holyhead is in Wales.
It's in Wales, yeah. Because when we go, all the signs were like 17.
That was hilarious. 17, I'm so sorry, Welsh.
17 letters,
it's
fam.
It's like C-R-U-L.
I swear. Have you ever heard the Welsh language?
Where am I, bro?
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it.
They have the longest, they have one of the longest official places, longest word
for a place, isn't it?
Yeah, for a place or something.
That's where them man are from, innit?
Who?
Them man from the Queen and them man.
From Wales?
They're not from Scotland and them men's, no?
The Queen of England.
Yeah.
Well, the Queen of Greece.
The Queen of Greece.
No, but her. Oh. Her and her family line. Yeah.
I mean, like,
they're all over the place.
They're from everywhere.
Yeah. They're not from the crown. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, though, but are they not from, like half of them are from Greece, Germany, Norway. They're all, like, mixing.
They're sleeping with each other. The other side,
Is that why Prince of Wales?
Yeah, Prince of Wales.
Oh, is that why?
I don't know. I just thought you just give them. Okay, you're giving me a prison. I'm giving you whales.
I take whales.
I was actually wondering that as well. Like,
I think
what?
They just give it. To
I
them.
Just give them that. To
and then when someone dies, they just give it to like, okay, yeah, Wales is open, so
we'll give it to
just go hold it. So one rich family doesn't think they can just step up and be like, so just stay there.
I hold Wales, nigga. This is my name.
Nah, but the ferry is mad. I remember the one time I got ferry alone. It was like
you got ferry alone.
Yeah, I've done that a few times, man.
Let me tell you, I've done it as well. The mad thing was, right, I happened to be in London, right?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I have to. My uncle came back from Nigeria in London, and he had a big bag, you know, one of them big bags for my mom. And my mom was like, yeah, don't get your flight. Can you get a ferry instead?
Why? Because of the bag?
Yeah.
What was in the bag?
It was just a big bunch of stuff.
Oh,
bunch of stuff. All of that stuff.
Hell and food in that bag.
Houston Station, my uncle brings the bag. I was thinking it's not going to be mine. It's this huge.
And that was for you to bring.
For me to bring. And then, so it was, do you remember why I remember it so well? Because it was during the World Cup final. And I remember I missed the World Cup final.
And you were dragging this bag of...
I was dragging it.
And you're entitled.
Fam, I got the train to somewhere. And then I had to get another train. So I had to log this thing off, then log it onto another train.
And were you going, London or Manny?
I was going back from London to Dublin.
And you took...
And this was at like 11
So you were going to London to Holyhead?
Yeah, London to Holyhead at 2 a.m. I got
2 a.m.?
I got the ferry 2 a.m. Get in at like 5-6. Yeah, I had work. I had it because I was on an internship. I went straight to work. I went straight to the gym. I took a shower. My mom picked up a thing at the thing. And then I went into town. I was like, I was 13. 2 years ago.
So this was after piercing.
Your earrings don't take it, but remember this, so you owe me.
You owe me. If you have earrings on and you had a big bag, no one's fucking
It was like two, three years ago.
You guys are taking earrings on a big bag. You know what?
I did not have the earring in at the time. You guys are fucking mad.
Like, can they show you don't want tattoos as well?
Actually, you're mad.
Just a massive snake tattoo.
Just say Mount Joy.
Oh, you lot are taking this. Nah, but yeah, I had to get a shower in Trinity and then...
Mad.
Went to work.
Wait, where did you leave the bag when you went for a trip?
My mom came to pick it up
at the port.
Oh, wow. She let you go on your way.
Dropped me
into
town.
You still went to gym? Was that bag?
Oh, no, I didn't. Gym, not gym. I went to shower.
Oh, you went to shower in the gym.
Yeah.
So you could go to work.
Yes.
That's long.
The perks. This third time having that gym membership. It's been so elite.
So
how did you have been in gym at 13?
You said it was 3 years ago.
It was the World Cup. It was France World Cup. It was 2018. Like,
man, sorry, because I heard
that's
you
working
say
at 13, bro.
I heard you say
that's
13,
crossing dragging bags across border.
I know, man.
Don't get any Benjamin Button disease, bro.
I heard you say 3 years ago. All right, okay. I heard you say you were 13 when it happened, and I was like, right.
Your mom put you through it, Kenny.
She was preparing you.
Yeah, it was funny. Thinking back, it was like, I'm on the ferry. You can't sleep.
I can't sleep on the ferry. When I did the ferry, I couldn't sleep.
There's no place to sleep anyway.
And they tell you to sleep as well.
On the ferry. On the ferry,
I can't sleep.
Are you crazy?
Fam, all they have is like restaurants and shit. All you can do is like sit on a fucking...
Sleep on the table if you're tired.
You find them pillows there.
Oh, you don't find a pillow.
You know one of those seats that you can see out to? You can see out there, like...
I've only ever crossed during the night.
Book
I've never.
Rooms and all.
Yeah, they have rooms for you to.
Some people can book.
But it's not like an hour journey, is it?
Do you never see the Titanic?
It's not like a Titanic.
They have rooms. What? Why are you surprised? Why were you questioning when I said they had rooms? They had rooms they in the bleeding Titanic. Like.
Yeah, but I know, but the ferry is far smaller than a Titanic. I know. Yeah, but also it's an hour.
They do have rooms.
The Titanic was like a month journey to America.
It's still the same concept. Like, you know what I mean?
Of course there'll be rooms.
It's still the same.
Yeah, but ferries are lit, man. Especially when the first time I went was with family, and it was fun. It was a trip away. It was nice.
They have a cinema, no?
Yeah.
No, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do. On a 1 hour trip, what movie is 1 hour long that you're watching? What movie?
It's not 1 hour.
What's the whole point?
It's not 1 hour. It's like 3 hours.
2 hours. It depends.
Yeah.
To where? Where are you going on this ferry? How is it a 3 hour?
It depends.
From Dublin to Holyhead is not 3 hours.
Yes, it is. It depends.
If you take Irish ferries, Standard Line is a bit quicker. I think Standard Line is like 2.5 hours.
How long was it when I went on? I thought it was only like an hour.
You slept. That's why.
Because it was not an hour.
I thought it was like an hour, bro.
It's way more than an hour.
It's more than an hour.
Like, is that long then?
A flight is an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's that long then, calm.
No, it's not an hour.
What's the point having a fucking cinema, though?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's a little miniature cinema.
Because you have to get in immediately as well. You have to, immediately you get on the boat, you're going straight to that cinema and start your movie because... You don't have enough time to
finish
that movie.
They have set times, man. They saw that set times, and they know when chilling, you're about to get in to the
That's
port.
That's crazy. And can you book that before you book your ticket? Like,
no,
does that come out like...
I'm just walking and watching.
You just walk
in. I mean, you don't pay for it.
You don't pay for the cinema.
You just go in and
you just go in. Yeah, it's just... You can go in, come out, like, do whatever.
It's just whatever. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Which ones did you... Which ferry
yeah,
did you
I think
go?
You went on good ones, bro. You went on... I don't think I went on Stena Line, bro.
Where were you coming from?
Because I'm... Holyhead to London... To Holyhead to, what, Dublin or wherever it was. Yeah. Holyhead to Dublin.
Was it Irish ferries? Did you buy it... Did you buy
my
it
dad, but I don't know, fam. I was
shit.
Like fucking 16 or something. I don't know.
Because
like,
I know.
Is that the only port in Ireland?
Is it the Dublin
port?
One?
Yeah, isn't it? You didn't get one to Mayo, did you?
I went the long way around. 16-hour journey.
That's like 5 days, man. You never come around, turn the boat around, go around.
You know you go, over,
land,
go past Cork,
nigga,
and
that's
stuff.
Just Cork, fam. We're not here yet, man. Still have to go around, fam.
Is Mayo close to the sea?
Yeah, of course, it's on the sea.
It's on the sea, yeah.
It's Atlantic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wild Atlantic.
Get that good Atlantic breeze, man.
I need to freshen up on my geography.
I swear, you lost.
did you see the video of this American guy, yeah? And he was, it's like a TikTok.
Oh, yeah, and he was asking,
he was asking them to name five countries.
And some of them, they couldn't even name one.
Bro, none of them could name any.
None of them.
Only the last guy was the only one that was
able
to name.
He named all South America.
And you know what they all kept doing, yeah? They all kept saying Africa. Like, they'd be like, Africa, oh wait, that's
why
a continent.
Why can't
they
even say
like,
their own country? What did they say? Your own country, nigga.
I swear.
I say Africa.
You know, that's a big thing, though. That's a lot
yeah,
of people,
geography is shocking.
Lot, no,
in that
and
country,
then
bro.
A lot of people in general just always ask, like, sometimes they'll ask, like, is Africa a country or not? And, like, I've always found that question
the Africa one,
absolutely
yeah,
confused, best, absolutely baffling.
The one that I had that was vexed was when somebody, I think she was trying to tell me where she was going on holiday. And then I was like, okay, tell me. And she was like, oh, I'll give you a clue. It's in Africa. So I named bare African countries and none of them. And then she goes to Jamaica. And you know what? The
That's close
thing?
Enough, man. No, I'm not going to lie.
You know what the worst thing about this
you
one?
Were like coffee cakes
to
the
song. She was black.
Oh,
she was an African person.
I thought you were going to say,
I was like, are you
that's
serious?
That's embarrassing.
I was like, come on, man.
That's
come
the,
on,
that's
man.
The person.
That's it, done.
Like, yeah, like,
that's like,
she wasn't getting her powers yesterday, man.
That's one of them turn-offs there, man.
You just have to walk. Oh, that power
thing. Ah, James, I don't know.
Nah, not on a long term basis.
Of course not. Yeah,
like you would actually close it over
that. Yeah, over that's a deal breaker. Like,
that's
yeah.
A deal. It's one of the questions you ask on the first date.
Why are you not?
Man still rocked off the back. On the floor.
Teaching her the countries while you're clapping cheeks, bro. So where's Jamaica again?
Nah, it's joking. Nah, but she's not getting her powers. Yes,
that powers thing was funny,
fam. So
did you lose?
Tia caused
it. Oh, she's not getting her powers. Right.
Someone said if they let Dr. Uma Johnson get powers, yeah.
what was he done out for?
They had him like as Thanos.
The one that killed me was when someone goes, "This is my new leader now, yeah." And you know what? I think it was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You know that big head?
Yeah.
they put Dr. Uma Johnson.
Nah, some people have some inventive.
Powers would you like though?
What powers would I like?
Yeah, like if we did get powers yesterday, what would you have loved to get?
People keep saying about like time travel. I don't know if I'd want that.
I don't want that shit, man.
Yeah, like I feel like you're just when what you do, you're gonna fuck up shit up.
What power would I want?
I don't want to fly.
On the spot. It's...
Wealth, yeah, man. Just wealth.
Power wealth. Just power wealth. That's juju, man.
Yeah, man.
I do a bow for that one, man. That's not...
I just want wealth, man.
I click my finger.
Money.
Wait, where's it going to come from?
Just turn any object to money.
For that shit. What the fuck?
Turn any object to money, man.
No, I think I'd like to fly.
Fly! That's the shittest power.
Fly!
Fly!
You know what the shittest
power is? First and foremost, do you know how many flies you're going to be flying in? Too far.
Yeah, imagine you fly and a plane just crashes you.
I'll make a suit, man.
Fly. Brother, hella mosquitoes in your mouth, man.
What are you making a suit from? You only got the power of flight. You're not Tony Stark.
I'll find someone who got Tony Stark power.
How?
Also,
I don't link up, man. So you miss this shit, man. Man just fixes his link.
That's the shittest power, man.
Figure it out, man. Chips will go out to LinkedIn, yeah. And just add fly as one of his skills.
Nah,
you do a demo, man.
No,
there might be
someone that jokes powers as well, man.
That's a shit that power, though. I'm
sorry.
I don't think just to be able to fly. That's not a good one.
I think that's weird.
Do you know the one I think people always go
I think
on,
that's an underrated power, man. I mean, it's an overrated
power. What are you gonna do?
Flying. Like, you're just gonna fly around, like, what's okay?
God, fly out of here, man. Flying away.
Me, I don't mean just flying. That's dead. You're
there like an angel. Okay, so you want to be invincible?
No, but that's you got to pick one. You can't have invisibility and power and be able to fly.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking Superman.
Oh, you're talking Superman. Superman.
What do you mean, man? I'm not trying to fly.
So you just want to be indestructible, like flight.
You can't have everything. You got to pick one. You gotta pick one.
Yeah.
You can't pick.
Oh, okay.
Man wants to be Thanos, man. I just want give me it all, man.
I don't know, man.
That's why I said wealth.
What are you saying?
Telekinesis could be good.
Yeah,
telekinesis.
No, like Magneto shit. Magneto style, like
just moving objects around.
Yeah. God, that's a lip part.
Yeah,
though.
Man.
Well, are you going to become a magician? You're just going to become a magician. That's all your life is going to be. You're just going to be selling out shows.
Wait.
What
are
you going to do?
Tell us what power you would have.
I don't know yet, but I just know that is a terrible suggestion.
I hate this guy. Okay,
of all the powers in the world, you just want to move objects around.
I'm giving you
bear. You know a couple superheroes, though? Like, what power would you like?
It needs to be one that's just, it sets you up for life. Moving shit around does not set you up for life, man.
Because Magneto. Magneto, he can control like
everything.
Yeah, everything. Man levitates.
No, but you said telekinesis.
But Magneto, I said Magneto
is,
level.
It's those kind of, you know, those whereas in like Eastern European when they can like, you know, have you ever seen those movies? Where like there's like this subject, like this girl who's capable of like moving spoons around. That's telekinesis. That's not a superpower, man. That's what you said you want, man. You just said Magneto, but how did you bring it down to the level of spoons?
Like, what's your problem?
That's what he said.
That's where Magneto started.
That's what he said. Telekinesis.
You're making it sound like the guy from Misfits. I had the power to control milk. Remember? That's how you make this sound. Like, what are you talking about?
No, do you know what? What is so annoying? This guy says every. Okay, we've said a few now. He said all of them shit.
Give me a second, man. It's not easy. You lot are jumping at it too quick.
To be invisible?
That's a good one.
That's what? Not a good one.
That's a good one.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Fam, I'm getting into banks, taking money out, leaving, fam. You ain't seen me.
That's what everybody always says. You ain't seen me. Yeah.
But the main one, okay, I know the one I want. Teleportation. Has to be. That you can go in and out.
Power.
In and out. Makes sense. Nothing. You can do everything with that.
That's a sick one.
That makes
anyone
sense.
Try and fight you,
but what
dip.
If there's terms and conditions?
What are the terms
what if you need to see where you're going? What if you're trying
you
to
teleport out
what about if it's a case?
Like,
yeah, exactly. What about if the case is like Harry Potter, where you have to know?
I can only teleport around this house. You can only teleport around the same building you're in.
No, you have to. You can only teleport to places you've seen.
But you can't limit my power. I didn't limit your power. I just said telekinesis is squeezing spoons. That's all I said. I didn't limit it. I didn't do anything.
But
don't limit my power, man.
I said man.
You're a prick.
What's your power?
What would I like?
Teleportation. I don't have to fight no one. Just dip.
Guy, what does Thanos have? Whatever he has.
Yeah, but he has everything.
aside from
power. One power. You have to fend for the rest of your life on one power.
Teleport makes sense.
Teleport makes sense.
That's cool, yeah.
Do you know what? I'd love to be fast.
I'm trying to think,
Flash,
man.
Like speed, super speed.
Again, that's...
Super speed is dope.
Super
speed is actually
break
dope.
It down. How's this shit?
What? Okay, let's say... No, for me, it's about money, yeah?
Of course.
Now, you need to make money. How?
The same way you can make money.
How are you getting into the bank by running? You're gonna run into the safe.
When they open it,
shit power, man. What are you doing? What are you walking? How are you making money with them?
The fastest man in the world, break a record, doing
so. You just want to be Usain Bolt.
No,
just wants to be Usain Bolt.
No,
man, use his power to become Usain Bolt.
No,
make me sick.
When did you?
It's a form of making money.
First of all, no one's letting you compete if you're gonna do it in 1 second.
How?
So you have to do it. As average,
seconds.
You have to do it like everyone else.
Yeah, I'm doing 6 seconds, isn't it?
No one's letting you compete. 6 seconds. You got to do the 9 point, whatever.
Why
that
do
you say.
I have to
why
do
you? No one's letting you compete. They're not even letting Caster Semenya compete, man. They're not letting Caster Semenya. They're going to let you compete with your 6 seconds. You're beating the world record by 3 seconds.
But let me think about it. If the only way they're not gonna let me compete is if they find something in my blood, they gonna go find anything because
no
I'm not using any steroids or anything.
No one is letting you compete running 6 seconds.
Why?
That's outrageous.
Do you know what I'll do?
That's outrageous.
Do you know what I'll do? Right?
No, okay, I'll
run at 9 seconds. I'll beat the world. And then when it gets to the final, I'll run at 5 seconds.
Okay,
what are they gonna do now?
You do that, yeah. And what do? You're just Usain Bolt. With all your power, you have a choice to get a superpower, and you choose to be like a normal human being that's alive.
But you're talking about how you can make money off that.
That's just one objective.
Okay, so there's one. You can make money off that by being an athlete.
Not enough, man.
What do you mean not enough?
You gotta dedicate your whole life to
no,
that
sport.
You gotta show up to every meet. You gotta show up to every competition. I didn't say you have to train.
Then what?
But you have to build up your wealth.
It'll take you like 16 years. Let me tell you, you need to win two World Championships. I'm doing a 2 million heist
in 10 seconds. You're taking 8 years to gather 2 million.
How are you going
to
carry that? How are you going to get ice?
Teleportation, brother, in and out. It's going to take me an hour. I'm in and out. And under an hour, I've got 16 mil in my house. You have to show up to Berlin. You have to show up to Russia. You have to go to every competition. You have to run every competition just to win.
How quick if I plan it out.
How are you getting into a safe?
Nigga, when they open the safe, you just
walk out. No.
Like, what are you talking about?
How do normal people who burgle banks and all that shit do it? I could do it. I could just do it.
So you're
going to
open
quicker.
The safe?
a lot quicker than and before they,
tell you, let me tell you
before they catch me, I'm gone.
This
what
is
do you
shit,
mean?
This is a shit power. This is a shit power.
I'm gonna teleport in and teleport out. Grab the money and goes.
That's it.
Into the safe.
These men are waiting for the safe opener to open the safe. They open the front. First of all, they have to open the front door. They have to open every door to the safe for you to run in and out.
What I'm saying is, if you find a way,
let's move on to another power, man.
You're doing it as well. I don't know what you're trying to say. You can still use that power to break it into a bank.
If there's this amount of money in it, more time there's a safe and a safe and a safe. So what if you teleport to the first safe now?
And then you have to teleport.
You know, that's that's a lot of teleporting.
No, it's not.
So to get to your actual exit.
Fam, the safe in Dublin probably has like 5 mil right now in the AIB bank. I'm teleporting. Under 20 minutes, I'm clearing it out.
This guy gonna give him power. All he can think about is
money. Do you know what? You're actually not. I figured out your flaw.
What's the flaw?
Because a safe would most likely have a camera. If you're in there, you're catching up. They will see you. But if I'm super speed, they ain't gonna see me.
Nigga, you ain't getting in. You ain't getting in. The door is locked.
They'll see you.
I'm just gonna wear balaclava, brother. All you see is a brother come in and out. You're like, fuck. What? We can't stop him.
You're going in and out. You definitely triggered.
Who's seeing me, brother?
How are you gonna do it?
I'll do it a couple times. Depends how many bags I have to carry.
They're looking at the cameras every time. And you've teleported in.
Brother, let me tell you,
fam.
The safe is getting triggered in under 2 seconds of me being in there and taking stuff out. No one knows I've robbed the safe.
How are you going to be in there for 2 seconds?
No one knows I've robbed the safe until they open.
You're in there at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. How are you?
At least 10 minutes.
Okay, let's break it down. I teleport into this room right now, yeah?
You're in there at least 10 seconds.
Who's checking out the safe at this time?
We just said there was cameras in there, no?
Yeah, there's cameras in there. And what's he going to do?
People watching the cameras.
Yeah, and he's
going to
argue. And he's going to press it. He's going to press it.
All right,
come. He's going to come in. I'm already out with 10 mil, bruv. I'm out. I've carried like 3 boxes.
So you're telling me there's not going to be sensors? All them sensor motions.
Next thing you know, I'm in Libya. Living it up, man. No one's touching me.
Why the fuck?
But I'll go anywhere. I don't care. Libya. Okay, Bert, I go anywhere,
bro. Because when that shit comes, everyone's just gonna look for you, look at you to do everything.
No one's looking. That's why I'm wearing a Bali. All they know is Bali, man. That's all I'm gonna be. All I use is my powers for my own self indulgence.
I don't help nobody. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. We're all gonna. Well, someone like Femi anyway. He's only gonna use it for his own selfish desires, isn't it?
I'm not gonna start killing people.
But you want more money.
When someone finds out a way to grab you,
who's grabbing me?
Someone else has got powers and they find out a way to grab you.
What you just?
Let them come grab you. You're gonna kill them.
Grab
and that's where it starts.
I'd grab you.
You don't even bother.
I'm not gonna kill you. I'm just gonna teleport.
I'm gonna kill you. I rob the money. You know you can do. Guy, you're gonna find. There's no way. You think if you had powers, I'd be shook of you, man. I wouldn't even. You do something.
No one
madness.
Would know. I wouldn't tell anyone, bro. I wouldn't tell anyone, bro. I'm just gonna be
powered,
brother. No one would know, man.
You would tell everybody.
I wouldn't tell anyone.
You legit
man.
Would. That's the thing.
Oh, you're a
that's
funny
the thing,
fella, man.
If I got powers, I don't trust myself.
So super speed and telekinesis. Jibs didn't say anything, did he?
Jibs said he wants Superman.
I've always wanted that nigga's power.
That whole package, eh?
Yeah.
Honestly, man.
But the laser beams through the eyes must hurt, though.
I'm just going to get... That shit must hurt, though.
I mean, I guess...
Yeah, but you don't
hella
have to do
cataracts
it.
By Superman, by 10 years' time, bro. Hella cataracts.
You don't have to do it.
You might have to.
I said don't have to do it. Use a fried chicken. Did you see that one as well?
And I'll get rid of all the kryptonites and make them into like...
How? You can't. Touch it. I can do it for you, but I won't do it.
Yeah, I'll get my name to do it. I'll get the boys to do it and turn it into like diamonds that we can then start selling for even.
You can't sell it though, because you can get close to you can't touch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't need
no,
to.
No.
I was going to start a jewelry shop with
kryptonite.
I'm sick of all these objectives. These are all the goals and powers. This is what I want to run 100 meters. This is what I want to start a jewelry shop.
I gotta give back to the community, man. I need to be providing little baby with that, with that ice. Imagine being Superman and you just started children little babies entourage.
Justin, like James Harden in the studio. Did you see James Harden?
What did he do?
To Atlanta. And he was in the studio, and then little baby just played his songs. He bought him presents, all that shit, and he's just there like that. That's what he was doing instead of going to train. Just chilling with little baby.
He's such a fool.
He got the presents, innit? He was the one that
I think he got him
a load of shit, watch, money and all that shit. I saw that, and he was just
and
there.
And then they asked him, where were you all preseason? I said, I was in Atlanta, Chicago. He said, what are you doing? I was training. He's like, no, okay, what good did that do for you instead of coming to train with the team? He goes, you know, just my personal training.
That's a living life, man.
Nah, man, there's a couple of if all of us had, everyone in this room had powers, I think we'd all be bad guys.
Why would we be bad guys?
Because do you not know the amount of responsibility you have when you're
that's the thing. No one is holding me to any responsibility. Bro,
are you telling me you're gonna have powers and there's no way no one is gonna know?
Usually they just wanna kill you though, innit? Hmm? Typically,
America will want to kill you.
Yeah, when you have
because they don't want to kill you.
You're a threat to them.
They'll want to take some parts of yourself,
America will want to kill you, man.
What if that's the deal then? What if they leave you then? What if they leave you to do your thing so long as you agree to
open a jewelry shop?
Take yourselves.
If they pay me, that's what I would do to make money.
My checking. Just if they pay you, what would you do? Just give them yourself.
Let them use myself to make
other people who are just as strong as you. Nah, allow me. I'm the only one. Because
what I'm saying, but think about it.
Why would you want other people to be just as strong as you? Allow me, man. Allow me.
Now you're just another human.
Allow me, man.
Allow me. Tell it that or they try to kill you.
But they can't.
Teleportation just dipped, man. You see me, I'm gone.
I'm telling you, man. Some white guy.
FBI come on the door.
He's going to find a reason to be able to do something to you.
How are you kicking me,
though? It happens in all these movies, man.
How do you put a brother who can teleport in prison?
I don't know, but someone's going to figure it out.
The same way they got Magneto to put in prison, man.
Bro, man.
Can move the whole thing. When you figure it out, innit?
No one's figured it out. Look how long it took them to figure out a vaccine. Allow me.
It took them under a year. I'm gone.
It took you a year to figure out a vaccine. I'm gone. You're not finding me. I'm gone. Teleport.
This guy thinks he's going to become Dominic Toretto.
Do they have that shit figured out? I've been reading some Dutch stuff.
It's going to take them hella time.
I'm definitely going to find you because I'm
You're going to find me.
Definitely, I will find you.
Just see man on Instagram.
Because I know you. There's no way you're going to have that power and no one else will know. I will know.
That's just flaunted.
Because you're going to flaunt it. Oh, man will be like, ah, all right, boys, what's up? I'm in Spain.
Oh, wait. Now I'm in Italy. Where else you want to see next?
Man will make one of them Kevin Hart type movies. Make himself the center.
Bam.
No matter how dead the plot is, just make sure he's dead. Showing his powers in all the scenes.
In the background. You don't want to see what Dubai say, yeah?
Bam. You can be an Insta blogger, innit? Well, just teleport
instant,
everybody.
Insta blogger, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Get everybody. On.
My lives will be lit.
Life of Paris.
Hella views. Hella views. You know, put it in the comments where you want me to go next. Hell of views, bro.
But I can't go to Nigeria. Go to Lekki.
This one's for you, mate.
Y'all want to see the president?
Nah, I'll be lit. That's so stupid.
Absolute jokes. That's it. That makes sense.
Teleportation, isn't it?
Makes sense.
It's wavy, man. I thought we were supposed to do wrap up this.
We only have a few to wrap up. To be honest,
what was the wrap up?
Did you guys have a few?
What was the one you said?
I had. So, what's the biggest L you've taken this year?
Didn't take any L's, man.
This year, entire year, man. Just coming into this year was
an L.
The minute we entered this year, man, we all took a collective L, man.
Our biggest one I took was when I went Nigerian Malam. And you know, it wasn't just the Malam as well, it was the fucking the people, the passport office as well. Yeah, gave them peas and they never showed up with my passport. They said they didn't have connection.
Connection
to Wi-Fi.
I don't know what's that got to. They didn't have Wi-Fi.
It's like that sometimes.
What's that? Like, all it was is just you taking a picture, bro. I'm printing it out. Like, so the servers were down. What?
Yeah, but the thing is with the Malam, though, at least you know he's taking care of his family. So
yeah,
you're basically sponsoring
him. I did some good. Yeah, you know what I mean?
By letting him.
Yeah, by take letting him me. So I look at it as a W in a way.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah, I like that.
Great power comes great responsibility. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
This well.
Turn every L to a W. Oh, you know what I mean? Nah, but the passport office, they done me dirty, fam. I'm happy those are my only.
Yeah,
dude,
not
I'm
that
deep
major.
In it now.
Yeah,
those actually,
there could have been far bigger L's this year.
Do you know something? I think the reason why I would say I didn't take many L's. Because I was at home all day.
Yeah.
I can't take an L if I'm at home.
Nigga didn't leave the house.
How can I take an L when I'm in my own car?
Literally. I can't fuck it up.
Nah, yeah, we take no L's, man.
The biggest L is lockdown, both.
Big lockdown.
Yeah, just being inside, man.
Yeah, that's that.
Why revenue just emailing me at 8:30?
Getting tax back, yeah? I'm screaming. Oh, okay. I've biggest sporting moment or favorite sporting moment.
Arsenal did.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You lot did bits this year.
I'm not gonna lie. That's actually the only sporting moment I have. The FA Cup.
You won something.
It's the only.
It's a shame it didn't continue well, bro.
That's not a good in sport, man. That's not important.
Yeah, that's tiny in compared to sport.
Let me actually see.
Well, most of all the sporting events took place during lockdown, innit? Yeah. And there was no fans. Lakers won. There were no
fans. I got into Formula One actually.
Oh yeah,
a bit. Yeah, after watching the documentary on Netflix.
Oh, after watching the documentary, out, yeah, which one is really that?
Good. The Drive. I don't know. It's the Formula One. Fair. Yeah, there's like 3 seasons.
Oh yeah,
check it out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah,
Formula One's one of those things where you just like you could get into it on a quiet Sunday when you're just when it's just on TV.
Yeah,
you just, right, this is lit, man. Yeah. You just keep watching.
You just keep watching it.
Yeah, no, it looks fun.
I got into MotoGP for a time as well.
MotoGP,
yeah, Rossi and them, man. Do you remember
NASCAR
Rossi
for a while?
Yeah, you
free,
don't know
yeah.
Rossi,
yeah.
Man.
TV,
Ferrari brother from Spain.
Well, and I heard the name sounds familiar.
Rossi, man. I can't remember his first name, but it was a bad boy, man. Used to win hella races, man. Well, then I stopped after like a while. Still,
it's mad how much younger people are, like 18-year-olds, are in the sport now.
Yeah,
like,
in Formula in
Formula One. Yeah,
17,
Schumacher's son.
Like, yeah.
Schumacher's son is
he
like
in
18.
It as well?
Yeah, he's signed for like sure. I think Formula B, or I think
Formula B.
Yeah.
So done. Is it like that?
Yeah,
is it Formula A's in the high level?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Formula A. And he's going next season or something. But he's anyway. I know there was news about it, but yeah.
That's
falling after his...
I didn't know that.
Probably Formula 2 or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's mad.
I didn't know they had leagues.
Did you even saw... What's his name? It was this thing of... Tiger Woods has gotten his son into golf.
Yeah, so it's wavy.
Did you see this shot, man? Yeah. Did you see that eagle he got, man?
Kids are
ball,
wait,
man.
Wait. What's an eagle?
I don't know how good an eagle is
now,
but
it
I
looks
know
all right.
Like from my, you know, from the Wii, I can remember it. It's better than if
that's
it's
true,
not,
actually.
It's not a par.
It's not hole in one, anyways. Hole in one's the best you can get, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hole in one.
Oh,
a birdie. There's a birdie as well.
I think a birdie's good. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Probably right before a birdie.
I remember when I was in secondary school. I had a lot of Irish friends,
yeah.
And we used to play football together. And on the way to training, they'd just be talking about watching the PGA Tour and all that. I'd be like, boys, what's this, man? And they all have the game. They had the game on PlayStation as well.
Oh,
the Tiger Woods game. I was like, what's the boys, man? Like, boys, what?
You
want to play FIFA now,
eh? Are we going pitch and pop, boys? Oh, what?
Do you want to be Phil Mickelson, mate? I'll be Tiger Woods. You can be Phil Mickelson.
Golf. I was like, boys, man. Remember we did it once.
Yeah,
that goal. Yeah,
you weren't there. We were terrible.
Oh, I think I remember.
Guy, we were shocking.
Terrible.
I can see myself playing golf later on. Though.
Yeah, you're the kind. Yeah,
I can't because I like a bit of pool and all that. Yeah, so that's kind of Definitely see myself with a polo. You know, come on.
From pool too.
What? It's this. There's a hole, and you have to pot the ball. There's a connection.
I guess. I mean, we're having sex as a whole as well.
He's already a professional at that, man. He's already a professional at that
when
already.
When it comes to holes, Stanley Young.
He's a pro at that already.
To be fair, when I go all this, I'm definitely going to join one of them country clubs.
You know, all them kind of things.
Tennis. Yeah. Tennis and
you
golf.
You won't stay long. What's he talking about?
You know the way those members...
The minute they start talking about all their golfing and their trips, you're all leaving. You're going to be sick of it. I think you're going to be annoyed because you've paid like a down payment for like 3 months of membership.
It's cheaper if you're trying to join memberships later on.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like you said, make sure you join like pub communities and all that. You can get the golf membership. He really wants to do it.
He knows all the ways around it. I already know who I'm going to.
Yeah, we need to find the information.
What else was there?
I didn't. You guys said you'd come up with.
That's the best film.
Best film.
Did we do last?
We didn't even say what the best sporting moment was.
I said mine.
Well, yours was the Arsenal one.
It's the only sporting moment.
That's the only thing I was interested in.
Mine was Ronaldinho getting locked up and then winning. Winning a prison match.
Oh, they won a tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, tournament, like, yeah.
He must have been skilling them up, like, hella nutmegs.
Yo, we're talking about sporting moments of this year as well. Remember your man that asked Kaka to crack it back.
Oh, clown. That was good as well.
Kaka, Shut the fuck up, brother.
If I was playing, I would have went up and slapped that guy. If I was on the team as well, I was like, bro, you keep quiet. For the rest of the day, you shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they were interacting and shit.
Yeah. Man, imagine, simple.
I said, quarterback. Are you stupid? I think I put top corner as well, bro. Are you mad? At least man missed, okay.
If he missed, he'd be like, I justified, but not at all.
Yeah, sporting moment. I don't know. Like everything that was supposed to happen for sport got cancelled. Euros was supposed to be this year. The Olympics was supposed to be this year, and half the sport took part with fucking no fans as well. So allow me, man. I don't know, man. Nothing great happened. All
right. We said. I think we said best.
The Lakers were cool. Yeah, fair play to them.
Yeah, Lakers. Yeah, what? Good win. Wait, best film? Did we not say last week?
We did best TV show, innit?
Best TV show. Best
or
film.
Best series. Or
best
something
film
that we
watched. Tenet.
I think the only movie I watched in the cinema this year was Tenet.
Yeah, Tenet. Yeah. I watched Tenet as well.
And I'm not gonna lie.
No, I watched Bad Boys.
I don't rate that movie, man.
I watched it again. It's not.
I don't know, man.
He tried to do too much, man. He tried to do too much. Yeah, I loved it when I first saw it, but he just.
Nah, man, I watched it.
Especially if you compare,
I did that thing where I was just trying to recollect everything that happened. I'm just like, fuck off, man.
He tried to do too much.
You know that when they're trying to pull a fast one on your eye because you can't actually take in everything that's happening in the moment. So you're like, oh, that's sick. Yeah. That's sick how they could do that. Yeah. Man, deep in the eye, fuck off, man. That's jarring.
Yeah, there's no story that you care about.
It's jarring, bro.
And you don't really care about the characters as well.
He wasn't the right actor.
No, I think he was decent. I just don't think you couldn't care about his character. You don't like him. You hate him, anyways. Which one of you said
it was me?
It was you that said you hated him. You said you didn't like him in Kid Black Panther.
I didn't like him in
Black
that
Klansman.
One. In the Black Klansman.
You said you didn't like him. He's a good actor. I like him. He's a good actor. Denzel's son, man. Come on. Don't hate, man. Come on.
It feels like he's calling nepotism or something.
Anyways.
Turns out wow. Son,
nah, I watched the Bad Boys.
Was that good? I still haven't seen that. I refuse to see these movies. Man. All these movies they keep doing now. Do you see Coming to America 2? Have you seen the trailer of
that? I seen it where fucking Teyana Taylor was in as well.
Yeah, she had a fucking... She was wearing like cheetah print. Oh, I said, that's when I looked. I was like, love me, man. Love me. I can't do these remakes,
man. They did one that time as well. The barbershop one, and they put Nicki Minaj in.
Yeah, that one. I hate when they do these remakes. Just let these old films.
I didn't watch any of the original barbershop.
They'll do Friday and put Ice Cube's on.
Yeah, he's the image of him anyway, I swear.
He did a good job in
Kevin Hart or something.
Yeah, it'd be even worse. It wouldn't be Kevin Hart. It'd be fucking like it'll be some IG comedian or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, what's
put,
that
like,
guy's name?
Some fucking IG Rennie comedian.
I'd like to see Rennie.
The other one, Marco. Him as well, but there's this other one. Oh, he's got like a southern.
Well, that Storm guy, what's his name?
He has a song.
King Back.
King Back. You know
DC Young Fly. No, he's been in a few movies. I love him. No,
he's joked. I don't get that. He's joked.
Especially, he's like,
yeah,
I know.
But not him.
He's in one of the Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, he's in one of them.
He's jokes. Wildin' Out. Yeah. Funniest Nick guy Cannon. On it, yeah.
He's funny. So can't believe that shit got cancelled.
Fam,
they took it from me. They didn't even cancel it. Just
that's the big thing that happened this year. That got cancelled.
Yeah,
so many things got cancelled.
But it was decent. And no plot line.
But Bad Boys 2, yeah.
Yeah, no plot line. There was a witch.
There was a witch. Yo, don't ruin it, man. I might watch it, man. What? Relax.
Okay.
Enchanted. They do it Enchanted. Okay. Right, don't ruin it for man, though.
But yeah. You never know. You watch it, man.
Yeah?
It's good. I thought it was good.
It's not like the
To be honest, no, it was not like the first two. It's just, I don't know. I like that, like watching stuff that I watched is younger. I actually like watching the reboot.
Well, I don't like it, man.
It's just a bit like nostalgia.
Also, Martin Lawrence is not fit enough to be a police officer anymore.
He's jokes in it.
No, but it's true. Like he's not. Know, no police what, officer looks like that unless he's like a superintendent. And he sits in the office.
At the end of, do you know the way in the first one? Yeah. What was it? He couldn't drive for shit, and then it was like, oh, that's how you drive. And at the end, they said that's how you drive.
Yeah.
And then the second one, he couldn't shoot for shit.
Yeah, that's how you shoot. Like,
what did they do for the third one?
for this one,
that's not how you run. Nah, that's how you run.
No, for this one, I don't know if they did that. I don't know.
That's true. I never realized that's what they did. Yeah.
Nah.
Which one
of them couldn't shoot? Was it
Martin Lawrence?
It's Martin Lawrence. I can't do anything.
No, Martin Lawrence in the new one is retired and.
Oh, he's retired. But then he gets him back.
Guy,
don't ruin it.
It's just McLaren.
You know what? He obviously is in it.
Spoiler alert, man.
It's been out for months. You
know I might watch it one day, man.
Have any of these actually seen...
I've Alone for Christmas this time. I ended up watching it at some point.
Have you seen any Christmas movies this season?
No. I hate Christmas movies.
I haven't seen any.
I don't like Christmas movies.
Even Home Alone.
I watched...
I like it.
I was this close to watching that again yesterday, but then it wasn't on Netflix, and I think it's on Disney.
It's on Disney.
There's
Plus,
a good
yeah.
few. There's
I wasn't
a good few,
leaving Netflix to go on Disney, so I just saw The Grinch was there. I was like, I'm gonna watch that. The new one they made.
The cartoon one.
From 2018.
You know the ones I hate, the Santa Claus. The one with Tim Allen. You know that
brother? Oh,
the one.
Santa Claus.
And then the next one is like with his
son. Nick Claus or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the next one is like Santa Claus 2 and is with his son or something. And then Santa Claus 3 is like his son is now Santa Claus. Oh my God.
There's some good ones.
Sick of them.
There's Elf.
There.
I like Elf.
Those are good. The adult ones are good. But like the kids one that he did for us, like... hated them.
Nah, come on, they weren't
Santa
that bad
Claus.
When you were a kid. It's just now that you're the shit, man.
Even when I was a kid, I just watched because I had to.
It was a decent
it was
concept.
Big movie every year for Christmas, man.
And you love the big movie.
Yeah, man. I got sick of that one though. Santa Claus, man.
Actually, it makes sense now. You used to watch the big movie every week. Of course you're into film.
I mean, I did
everyone,
as well.
I think everyone did, though. But I was just always...
Did you
I always liked...
You didn't watch BB movies?
I did.
Are you into film?
He was robbing cars, man, when he was a kid. But man had earrings and tattoos. Bro, was bro, you think he had time? Wait,
do you know what you had a problem with the world.
Robbing cars.
You had a, what, you had a problem with.
You had a problem. Gunpoint,
you had a problem with the world. Because you had an earring.
At 13, bro.
You know what I mean? This is shocking.
You had a racial profiling.
Racial profiling. And the same brother will come next week and talk about how niggas are being racist towards us and shit. Are you crazy?
What I wanted to do for the last for the review, do you guys have any like shout outs I don't know, just anything that's been like really dope this year, or like just like deserves a spotlight or some stuff like that?
Shout
like for me, I just want to big up my sister because she's a student nurse, so obviously all the nurses doing this crazy job.
Yeah,
so
man, shout out to the nurses.
Oh yeah, shout out my mom as well, man. My mom's a nurse as well.
Shout out to my mom as well.
Yeah, you know, essential workers.
Big ups, big ups, big ups.
Shout out to my heroes.
Yeah, of course. Come on,
you know, nah, we talk.
Shout everyone. And shout out to the nurses that don't do work as well, because I know there's a couple of people hiding as well.
They're all working, bro.
All of them
ones
working.
That aren't even and the ones that
weren't getting paid.
They weren't getting paid.
College, they're all working.
Yeah, I think that's a joke.
Right, shout out everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Then,
absolute joke.
That's
they don't get paid.
And they're
crazy.
Doing out like they're loads.
Is that Ireland or is that just
Ireland,
UK, or just
Ireland?
They're doing them on the GAA contracts, man. Just letting them do hella work. No, you know I was watching the GAA. Half of them man are my. We went to school together.
I remember something. Yeah, I was thinking, Femi. Yeah, what if your kid says he wants to do GAA?
That's not happening. And the worst part is, Mayo has lost every fucking time for like the past since 1953. Mayo has not won the GAA. We've been to the final 10 times.
Wow.
In the last 10 years, I think we've been like 6 times. We've
and
never won.
Time,
Dublin
bro.
Beats them every time, every year. And I was watching it 2 days ago, whenever it was.
Yeah,
and we were leading. And these man, half of them, I went to school, grew up together with them. And some of them even lived in my state. And they were leading. And I was getting into it. I don't even like you. I was getting into it.
Yeah,
I was getting nervous. Like, yo, you man could do it. This could be it. Dublin slapped them, man. Slapped them, man.
Nah.
But yeah, my kids did GAA, yeah? We're leaving Ireland.
They play.
There's
GAA
no country. There's
England.
There's Aussie no country.
Rules,
yes,
Aussie rules. Aussie rules.
No. They play it, but there's no way you are doing it in that country. Look, Ireland's the only country you could do it
and
be
don't
noticed,
pay for it.
And you'd be noticed,
you
and people you might you won't get paid for it, but you'd be noticed maybe on TV.
Well, you'll obviously still get into
he's
it.
Not
like,
well,
unless you're
what?
Trying to homeschool them and shit. And
well, so if I
out.
Live in America, yeah, my son says,
oh, there's actually
God forbid,
big
yeah, but God forbid, my son, I take you to America, yeah, land of basketball, baseball, American football, and you say you want to play GAA.
He's such an Femi's kids, I'm so
G-A-A.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Are you letting your kids play GAA?
Yeah. Like, that's if Femi's kids, sorry. I ain't letting no one play
if they're
GAA.
Not good at anything else.
That's an even worse answer than me. You should have just said no, man.
If they want, man.
Look,
like,
we're not.
If he's
look,
good at GAA, you bring him to like rugby or something.
Look,
and
no.
Like,
look, we're not.
Do you know how you look at it? It's the same way my mom used to look at it. Every sport is the same. GAA is rugby, hurling is rugby, everything. I can't let them play. That's too dangerous.
You like maths? You can be an engineer.
Imagine.
He likes maths.
Imagine. But I reckon by the time we have kids and our kids are old enough, hopefully it'll be a professional sport. And
look, that's just my only beef. Look, I have no qualms with GAA.
Because
I like the sport. Actually, from watching it 2 days ago, I actually think it's a fucking intense sport.
Fam,
you need to be really
one
fit
of
to play it.
What game were you watching?
I was watching the All Ireland final, Dublin Mayo.
That's at the highest
level.
It
looks fucking
it
tough
to play that sport.
But that is my
level.
Beef.
How
I cannot let my son dedicate his life.
Paid for it. Come on.
Yeah, no, that part baffles me. The fact that they actually
fam,
just get
fam, you've been seeing All Ireland final. 70,000 people at Croke Park.
Fam, where's this money going?
The organization that keeps the peas.
Every sport gives back to the grassroots and still manages to pay its players. So, allow me, yeah?
But deep it, though, deep it.
Every
yeah.
sport has grassroots.
It's Ireland, it's a very small country, like.
Fam, there's about 20. Well, how many counties
again,
are there? 20.
The,
what, how many teams?
The FAI can have, like, semi pro players.
Fam, and they get paid.
I can't.
Brothers and Shamrock Rovers are getting paid, bro. All these brothers.
Man,
fam.
That's true, bro.
Galway United, them man are getting paid. And you can't pay these.
I heard them GIA players get sponsored. From
AIB
from Super
and Super Value on them, man.
That's
there.
Good. That's well, your, that's
they get their weekly shopping done for them, man. Allow me,
okay,
man.
Still,
do you know? Yeah, but from what? What else could they get? They could have got so much more. Imagine,
fair.
Imagine you've done enough work to get. Let's say what? Let's say what 5,000 a week, yeah. Mm-hmm. And instead, you get groceries.
But what if you get 5,000 worth of groceries?
It's
I'm still
mad.
Fuming. I'm still fuming. Give me my pizza.
Yeah, that's jarring.
Look, that's my only qualms with GAA,
his body,
man.
Like, it's not like some frisbee sport. Like, it's
tough,
lift,
man. Even
it's
hurling as well.
Hurling, bro.
Fam, them are smacking each other.
It's hard to play, man.
I think
it's the fastest land sport in the world.
It's hurling.
Hurling is the fastest land sport in the world. And these men are not getting paid.
Do you know? People got whacked.
Bam! I got whacked once. Never went again. Never. I just got off the pitch.
Bro,
I was like,
I remember
that's it.
When I used to play hurling in was it primary? I did definitely doing it in secondary. And someone hit the ball. And I was wearing a helmet, and the ball hit the helmet, and I was like, this is not for me. What the fuck is this, man? What if
it's actually mad.
What if by mistake it comes from? Do you know the way you have the guard in front of your on the helmet? Yeah. What if somehow the ball just squeezes through the thing? That's what I thought.
Concussion.
Like, there's no way. And I was thinking, man. Yeah, at that time as well. I started all those sports at the same time. The only thing I wasn't doing was rugby. I was doing hurling,
you tried,
Gaelic,
man.
And
football,
soccer.
How long did you stick to Gaelic and hurling?
Primary, man. After primary, I stopped.
Anything.
You did it for like 6 years.
You didn't come to Ireland.
I did like 2 years.
It's even 2 years.
2 years. Old
I think
wires.
I did like 10 minutes.
I didn't play any game. I remember I would just never go to the games because I had football.
I have a GAA gold medal, you know. Not like
a
sure competition gold
does.
Medal. Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I was just in one. They just put man in one corner. Yeah, you're half forward. Or what do they call them? Like half inside forward. I just stood there, man. That's a lot.
Bam, they put me in goal for the whole day.
Of course.
We used to have this guy. The reason why I even did it was because in primary, yeah, we used to have this guy. He's such a legend, Gary Owen. I don't know if he came to your school as well. He's come down, boys. Come down to Old Wires, boys. He's always love his accent, man. I was like, yeah, yeah. That's the only reason I even did it. And then I went to like a couple of training sessions, and then I wouldn't go for months, and I'd come back again. But nah, it wasn't for me, man.
Yeah.
Then when I found out they didn't get paid as well.
Yeah, it's mad. It's I mad. Stopped. And them man don't care, you know. That's the worst part. They've been brainwashed.
I don't
believing it's calm.
They just have
bro.
A passion for the sport.
That's
man.
The brainwashing. That is the brainwashing right there.
Nah, man.
Passion. That's what they call it. It's passion. You should be passionate. Yeah. Don't get paid. Just be passionate about it. I was like, no, oh my God. I don't, someone is eating so well. Someone
eating
is so,
so
well.
So good.
Oh my God.
Like, there are people who play camogie.
The females. Females play
fam,
camogie.
You, there's
like,
ways, if they're fans.
Oh, is that a female sport? Yeah.
It's a female.
Fam, if
they
are
like ice hockey, there are niggas ice skating and getting paid for.
Synchronized
skating and get paid,
man. Fam, if there are fans paying to watch you, you need to be getting paid. I don't care. It makes no sense. I don't know how they finesse that.
I don't know how they finesse that.
I'm definitely going to read up on them.
Yeah, I'd love to see how they figure that. Look, how about we don't
stadiums there?
Pay anyone.
And it's like
Croke Park is bigger than Aviva.
We have a stadium in Mayo, yeah. Packs out every week. Then these man play, man. Packs out every week. And the club, even because you know they play club football as well.
Yeah.
They don't get paid, man.
County, yeah.
The county, the club,
yeah, the
things,
club
they don't
and then
get
paid.
And then they get picked for counties. Counties like representing, like imagine like national team or something like that. They don't get paid for either. Fans are pulling up every time, paying peas every time for that.
Yeah.
And by saying Nigeria, so
basically just like playing for a local club for the rest of your life.
Getting joked, man. Yeah.
All they get is free. What, the free pints? Yeah. Every any pub they go
extra
to.
Extra matches. Oh, on really? Tinder.
Any pub they go to, free pints.
What?
Extra matches. On
free couple free swipes. Yeah.
Fuck oh off, my days.
You look like disrespectful, bro.
If I was like white and I was like 45 or something, I'll just pull up to pubs and tell them I used to play for Carlo.
Bro, you get outrageous.
How you gonna know?
You,
how you gonna know?
They know.
I'll tell you, because man,
if you get to that level, they know.
How would they know? God, man? They know. I'll tell them I didn't start that much, fam.
What? They'll look for you. Are you crazy? They'll find you, brother.
Big man, give me a free pint, man, please.
These guys, they're very passionate about this sport, brother. Yeah, they would know, man. Very passionate about this sport. I'll be seeing them making comments. I'm like, what? Oh, that brother's very skillful. Why? How? Just from the way he's holding the ball? How do you know this?
Like, there's a guy who he even played 2 days ago, Aiden O'Shea, and he went to my school, and they were breeding this brother because he's like 6'5" or something. They were breeding him from early, because when we were in school, this brother could do anything. Didn't have to show up to class. I think he was the only one that didn't have to wear tie. he could do whatever he wants. Teachers love fam. They saw him as the great hope. That this is the brother breaking the curse.
He almost did.
He's hella like finals. He's gone to hella
in
finals.
Our school as well,
they let this brother get away with fam anything.
They used to get
special treatment. And I like, that's all good, but they come in, pay you as well, man.
They won't have their homework done and shit.
Fam, get away with anything, man.
We had a match with the school yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And the teacher would be like, oh, did you win? You should completely forget the man didn't do his homework.
Some of them would get... I remember Mooney used to come to our classes sometimes and give them excuses to the teachers.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, yeah, Jason couldn't do that yesterday because he's training. He's going to need the rest of the day off because we have a match. Fuck.
That guy was moving mad. He didn't care about teaching.
He didn't like you, but if you were good at football,
fam, that's
guy,
it, man.
Worship.
Fam, he did. Oh,
that's all.
Do you wonder how he actually got into teaching? Like,
he used to play for Aston Villa, innit?
No.
Mr. Mooney.
He used to play for Aston Villa.
But I don't think he ever made a...
He got trials for Aston Villa.
No. He was on their reserves team. I'm not even...
Because there's hella brothers I know in May used to tell us they got trials. Like, hella PE teachers used to say they got trials.
This used to play for Aston Villa. Like,
oh, yeah?
He was on the reserves or something.
Screaming.
But I don't think he ever... like made any
point. Well, he didn't give a rat's ass. Like, this guy, he wouldn't have a problem if you were just there on your phone for the 40 minutes.
Yeah.
He would rather not. He's literally just there in the front.
And what I remember as well, he'd have a new set of Adidas tracksuit every day. I know Real Madrid one or a United one.
He was
fresh. He's coming in a full kit sometimes, man. He doesn't care, bro. Full kit, full all white Madrid.
You'd ask like one question, you'd be like, oh, you just do that sigh, oh, what do you want?
Would you just go on your phone?
Just
go on your phone like
would
that.
Would you just fuck up? And then, do you know what confused me the most as well? Yeah. I saw this guy for like 2 years, being that, you know, teacher that didn't do shit, substitute teacher, and then 1 year like that, they gave him an actual subject to teach, man.
Not trying to run for counselor in Balbriggan as well? Was he not in the elections? No, was he not?
He's in. Sports or something.
So random.
Guy, didn't he get what,
you can't predict it. Yeah, just from looking at him,
he got with bad teachers. He had a baby with one.
He had a baby with a teacher. Come on.
He's a legend, man. I'm fucking
absolute goat, bro.
One of them ones.
I remember after 2014, was that with you? Was it you or was it when Arsenal won the first trophy?
When we won, I ran to Charlie's. I was like, Then we were going to Sam's to mock him. And then we walked past him and he's a big United fan. I was just like, And he's like, fuck.
He was like, bell time.
Oh, it was a joke. I remember that. Oh, legend of a guy. Legend of a guy. And now, Yo, let's wrap up. Before we wrap up, any other shout-outs for 2020?
There was a shout-out, but you lot distracted me.
Guy, man, shout-out to my family.
Yeah, shout-out.
Shout-out to Big C.
See you lot. See you lot in 2021, because man's not coming home. So shout-out,
I might not be coming home as well.
Shout-out. Boris said...
Boris said I should unpack my bags,
man. So shout-out all of you. I'll see you next year, man.
Yeah, fuck Boris, man.
No, to me, it was a big shout-out. Shout-out to the people still doing stuff, like...
Yeah, shout out to the essential workers.
Shout out to everybody that listened to Pints of Malt this year. You guys are the real MVP.
Exactly. Big growth. Shout out, man. You know?
Shout out my mom. Shout out my dad. Shout out my sisters, my brother, my uncles, cousins.
Yeah, what he said.
You have more family members. Keep going, man.
That's it, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Moving like, what's Lenny Henry on that watch?
Shout out Gwen Stacy,
Gwen Stacy, what?
Shout out to Uncle Bounce, man.
Slam of Bounce, man.
Because for giving us that logo.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah,
shout out, my guy. Shout out Headstuff as well.
Shout out Headstuff.
Keeping the show going.
Doing big things. Big things planned for 2021.
Shout out Spotify, man.
Google. Man uses that sometimes.
One shout out I actually want to give up. My postman. That guy's been delivering my post every single day.
Is it the same guy?
Same guy. We gave him a bottle of wine this morning. I was like, legend of a
brother. Yo, shout out my...
one that delivers our area.
Fam.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out my DPD driver, Nehru. You know who you are. He's a black man as well. Man always calls me my friend every time I come pick up my package. He keeps it to the side for me as well. Even when people are there, he's like, oh, my friend. He ignores them. Gives me my package.
Man like Nehru.
Shout out Nehru, man.
Bare money, but look,
hella package.
Shout out to my driving instructor, man. pulled up for me to share. Shout out to that
fuck
guy.
My driving instructor.
Funny enough, I used yours.
My driving instructor. Big one, man. Didn't tell man nothing, no prep. I showed up, I didn't even know how to do signs, man. Did I tell you?
He didn't tell man.
I thought I just had to show up and drive.
Even if he didn't tell you, how would I know that you had problems? With?
What's the? You obviously know it now because you've studied for it. But what's the? He asked man. You know the empty sign. Empty sign, red circle. Kenny, empty sign, red circle. That's the first one man pointed at me. I said, what the fuck? I don't know what that sign signifies. Obviously, now I know.
What does it mean?
Pedestrianized street. But I didn't fucking know that.
There's no road.
There's no road
for you to drive because there's nothing there.
It's empty. It's empty.
So you didn't even know you would have
to. Fam, I didn't know that. I was making hella guesses on the thing. Man knew I was fucking it up. You know where it's like series of bumps ahead? Waste, you know, like where it's just that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, losing one.
I was like, the bump, you know, the floor, the road rises is uneven. You know, man, when man's just waffling, the guy just said, "Don't worry, let's just let's go drive." you failed already, by the way, but let's just let's go. So no shout outs to my driving instructor, man.
That's dope. Nah.
All right.
Yo, as always, guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to get involved in the conversation. Hashtag Pants and Malt. Let us know what your shout-outs have been. Let us know what your biggest L was. Let us know what your biggest sporting moment. And even check out last week's episode about some stuff that we reviewed as well.
Come on.
Pints and Malt, the website for all content. And then we'll be back next week. Baba no go die unless Toba Daru no Baba. Got your bitch from Jeff. Got your bitch from Jervis. I got my bitch from Gavin Street. Now these niggas nervous. They don't make me in the streets. Cause the streets is ice cold. Stick to the longer you can please. She not say I be. She not say I be fine, but she not say I be. She not say I be fine, no. She not say I be. She not say I be fine, but she not say I be. She not say I be fine, no. She don't wanna give me. Flow now like spire, mixing like choir. Evil will teach tire.
when we go to the corner. Triple chip is plenty. Bro, now in the bed. Couple on our fence. Really don't know, set me up. Baby, me, check out Joe. She want to take out my bro. Wind it for me, bend it slow. Make her hit you on the low. Raji, pull up to the show. Bob, honey, me, juicy. Oh, tell me where you want to go. Jesus, give it to you all. Chabini, Raji, music, shiny, bob. Chabini, Raji, music, shiny, bob.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.